إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we spoke yesterday about the ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, that the life of this world is nothing but deception. So inshallah, let's see what kind of deception that there is. Imagine that you are the manager and you are in charge of a warehouse, and this warehouse has all kinds of things in it, all kinds of goods and materials, and it has all kinds of maybe it has cars, maybe it has all kinds. Imagine whatever you like, it's a huge big warehouse, and this warehouse you are in charge. So whatever comes into the warehouse, whatever goes from it, goes under your signature. So you are in charge of this vessel. The warehouse also has transport, so it has a, imagine this fantastic 16-wheeler Volvo truck that you drive. So this takes you, you bring stuff, you take it away and so on. So all of this is there. Now somebody comes to you and says, tell me, what is your net worth? The guy asking the question is, what is your net worth? So as your net worth, you give him the value of all the goods in the warehouse, and you include the cost of the truck and so on, and you say, my net worth is $50 million. So the man says, how is your net worth $50 million? He said, all this material in the warehouse, all the goods, everything, the truck and so on, everything is worth $50 million. So that is my net worth. So what will the person say to you? The person will say, do you own all this? Or are you the manager of the warehouse? So we say, I am the manager of the warehouse. If you are the manager of the warehouse, how do you include the value of the products in the warehouse as your net worth? If you do that, it's one of two things. Either you don't understand what you are saying, or you are trying to deceive people by saying that you own this, when actually you don't own it. Now, this is the reality of our own life in the world. We are warehouse managers. So what is in my warehouse? In my warehouse is some money. In my warehouse is some property. In my warehouse is some clothes and this and this and this. And then my cook comes and says, I have to buy tomatoes. So I give the cook some money, that the cook goes and buys tomatoes. Then somebody else comes and says, I need gas for the car. I give him money, he goes, gets gas for the car. I have to go somewhere, I give money to the travel agent, he buys me a plane ticket, I travel, I come back. Whatever is in this thing is the warehouse, is my warehouse, and I am the manager. So now if you ask me, what is your net worth? And I tell you, my net worth is this apartment and this and so on and so forth, and this car and that car. And so am I lying, or do I understand net worth? Because is it mine, or am I the manager of all this? Think about that from the example which I gave you. If you are the manager of all that, how does it belong? It doesn't belong to you. It does not belong to you. And that is the reality of our life and our wealth. And what is the biggest proof of this? Go back to the same example. What will happen when this manager either gets sacked or he retires? One of the two things. He either loses his job or he changes his job. Maybe he does not get sacked, he changes his job, or he retires. What will happen when he goes from there? What will he take with him? When he leaves that workplace and goes, what will he take with him? He will take with him himself the clothes that he is wearing. He will take whatever is in his pocket. That entire warehouse and the cars and everything else is left behind. Same example. When we go, when our job of warehouse manager is finished, what do we take with us? One piece of cloth. One piece of cloth. That's it. Whatever we said and whatever we believed that belonged to us, yeah, until we were alive, ye bhi mera hai, wo bhi mera hai, wo bhi mera hai. I was in one country and our host was taking us around. And he was not lying or something. Quite literally, it was actually funny in a way. Because as we were driving, he would sort of point like this, you know, his hand. He said, "Yeah, pure building are mere." So all those buildings are mine. Then he would, "All of this is mine." Then he would, "All of that is mine." And I'm thinking to myself, you are going to take all this with you in your cover? All of this is yours, all of that is yours. So when the warehouse manager loses his job, what does he take with him? When we lose our job, what do we take with? This is the biggest proof. The biggest proof that we are warehouse managers is this. And that is why, take the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where one day, very, very hot afternoon, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu could not stay at home because of the heat. Now we are in the middle of summer here, so it's we can try to relate. Alhamdulillah, we have much better and much more comfortable quarters than what the Sahaba had and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. So extremely hot afternoon, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu cannot stay at home with the discomfort of the heat, so he left his house and went toward Masjid Nabawi. The Sahaba, this was there. If they needed comfort, they went to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the way, he meets Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He says, "Where are you going? What happened?" He says, "I can't stay at home. It's very hot, so I'm going to see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He says, Sayyidina Umar says, "That is why I'm also here." The two of them are going, and they find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming out of the Masjid. He says, "Ya Rasulullah, we came to see you." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It's so hot, I can't stay at home, so I came out." Then he said, "Come, let us go." The three of them went to the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. Abu Ayyub is related to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's from the Banu Najjar. And he is the host of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that's where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Medina, he stayed in the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari. Now when they reached there, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari was not at home. So, but his wife invited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions inside. As they sat, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari came. And he was so delighted, he was so happy, "Ya Rasulullah, you came to my house, I'm so happy, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu." And he brought them, there was a well in his garden, so he brought his cool water to drink. They drank some water. Then Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he cut a whole bunch of dates, which had ripe dates, which had half-ripe dates, and which had raw dates. And he brought the whole bunch and he gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Why did you cut the whole bunch?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, if you want to eat ripe dates, that is also there. They are also there. If you want to eat half ripe, they are also there. And if you want to eat raw dates, they are also there. Whatever you like, inshallah, this is for you." Then there was a goat kid. So he slaughtered the goat, and his wife roasted the meat. And Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he baked some bread. And after some time, they brought that also. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took some pieces of bread and he put some meat in that and he said, "Go and give it to Fatima. She has not eaten for 3 days." Then the four of them, they all sat and they had a nice meal to their heart's content. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba, he said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you about this food." So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu started crying. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, we were so hungry. We were so hungry. We had not eaten for a couple of days. And in this heat we came. And Allah gave us this food. And Allah will question us for this. We have to give hisab for this food." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, because this was not your right. This is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not your haq. It was not your right that you should get this food. It was the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He said, "Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will not take account for this food." And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that what you take with you is the food you eat, is the clothes you wear. He said, "This is your risk." He said, "What is your risk? Your personal." He said, "It is the food you eat, it is the clothes you wear. And about this, Allah will question you." The meaning of the hadith. This is the deception of the dunya. Whereas when we live in the dunya is trying to convince us that we own the whole warehouse, that we own everything in the warehouse. Now see the problem with that. The moment you say you own the whole warehouse, if you are the warehouse, if you understand that you are the warehouse manager, and you find that in the warehouse some things have expired, dates have expired, or something, perishable goods, maybe the power went off or something, so some perishable goods perished. Will you lose sleep over it? Will you get stressed out? Will you say, oh my God, what will happen? No. All you have to do is make a report, junk the stuff, somebody will replace it. Your job is to keep account of what there is. Your job as the warehouse manager is to ensure that the right thing goes to the right person. That is all. But the moment you think the warehouse belongs to me, now you have taken the stress of all that stuff in the warehouse on your head. Stuff is not yours. Even if you take all the stress, even if you have a heart attack in the process, the stuff is still not yours. But you have taken all the stuff, stress on your head. What will happen? This will happen, that will happen. So is that stress, does it really belong to you? It doesn't belong to you. You took it on yourself because you imagined that you are the owner of the warehouse. That the thing belongs to you. But the moment you realize that it does not belong to you, you are only the manager, then you are only concerned about keeping accounts. Because you have to give the account. At the end of the day, when you balance the accounts, those must balance. That is your job. Make sure nothing is stolen. Make sure nothing is given to the wrong person. And that is our reality. And that is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, alhamdulillah, what Allah does not give us, even more alhamdulillah. Because if Allah didn't give it to us, He will not take account from us. If He gave it to us, then He will take account from us. And we maintain our own accounts. So this is the deception of the dunya, where the dunya tries to convince you that the stuff belongs to you. Tomorrow we'll see about some other things. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the deception of the dunya and to enable us to look at the reality of what we actually have. So that when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we live a life which is free of stress and which is full of shukr for what Allah has given us. And when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we go where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us and our books will balance, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.